This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Tommy is going to give us his next moment as we count down all week at 5:30, the best David Wright moments of his Mets fandom. And there is a video that's since been deleted by Major League Baseball, which included Francisco Lindor amongst Met captains, leading to an internet theory. Will there be a passing of the baton and Francisco Lindor named captain on David Wright Day? I think that that would actually would be kind of silly. Just let David Wright have his day. Tiki's all for the passing of the baton to go down on Saturday. So more thoughts on that and your calls at 888-808-1019. But it is that time every day at 5 o'clock for Cinco.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. The next two nights are give back nights, as we know in the sports world. But give back nights come with food. And yesterday, Sauce Gardner got his extension with the New York Jets.
Wonder what he was pouring his sauce on.
Oh, yeah. And you can go back on the Odyssey app, click the Evan and Tiki podcast, anywhere podcasts are available, and see what we talked about yesterday in reaction in real time to the Sauce Gardner extension. But with that, Tiki, where does a fat guy's brain go when thinking about Sauce Gardner all night last night?
Gravy.
Sort of. What are the top five sauces of all time?
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
A la vodka sauce. A lot of...
I can kill a penny a la vodka with grilled chicken.
It's so good.
Right. For a while, it was my favorite meal.
Yeah, I think it's great.
It's so delicious.
A la vodka is so good if done really well, the creaminess. I also like that people have gone in recent years with the chicken parm a la vodka style as well. So like a nice chicken cut with vodka and mutz. Oh, the vodka sauce plays and great to dip the bread in. All right, here we go.
Number four.
It's buffalo sauce. Who doesn't love that dripping down your hand that you tear into a wing? The right temperature? Are you kidding me?
That's a good point.
Buffalo sauce, number four.
Wing's got to be well done, though.
No, no doubt. The wing matters.
Right.
But
the consistency of the wing matters.
Yeah, that helps.
If you screw that up, it doesn't matter how good or bad the sauce is.
I agree. It's like a sandwich. Yeah. Bread matters the most on a sandwich. Right. People don't realize that. All right, here we go.
Number three.
Alfredo sauce. A young Sean Morash, when he was first introduced to Alfredo sauce, I said, what's going on here? I said, that's not red.
I've grown not to like Alfredo.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know why. It just feels too creamy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And so, I don't know. I've just grown not... I used to love it, but I used to love it for the reason you're going to hate.
What's that?
Olive Garden.
I don't hate that at all. You're right. In fact, if you go to Olive Garden, Alfredo's the way to go because you know, it's not homemade red sauce.
Exactly.
But Alfredo sauce, you dip an Olive Garden breadstick in Alfredo
sauce.
And
that's probably, as you just alluded to, the bread more than anything, but... delicious.
Look, for all the hate that chain restaurants get, how do you not shop local? There's big it moves situation going on when you dip an Olive Garden breadstick in Alfredo sauce. Am I wrong, Tommy?
You're not wrong. The breadsticks and the salad and all that, the everything after is just gravy at that point. Right. No pun intended.
Yeah, Alfredo sauce number three. All right, here we go.
Number two.
It's barbecue sauce.
Huh.
chicken nuggets or any slabber of ribs.
I'm kind of more of a honey pork. Mustard at this point.
Okay, but it's versatile. Barbecue sauce plays as
dip. Oh, I see. Got it.
And then you could go, like, come on, man. A good rib or pulled pork with the right barbecue sauce.
You can even throw fries in them joints.
Oh, no doubt. Barbecue sauce is a lot like a Ben Zobrist. It plays a lot of different positions. I love it. All right, here we go.
Number one.
It's for you Italians out there. The homemade tomato sauce. Mm. You know, so there's some jarred sauces that are fine, but a good... cared on, stirred upon, homemade tomato sauce.
Forget about it.
Chunks of peppers in there. Oh. You're throwing the chopped sausages and everything in there.
The garlic. Oh, those are your five best sauces of all time.
You missed a major one.
Go ahead.
Kiss my fat ass!
Bolognese. Or a meat sauce, ragu, whatever you want to.
I like bolognese. It's not one of the five best of
I
all
love
time.
Bolognese. I think a lot of people would agree
I
with
kind of only do bolognese when I have spaghetti.
Oh, true. I think that doesn't work with a fat noodle.
Right.
You're right. It is a spaghetti
thing. You
can
do
thing.
It with rigatoni, but I hear you. It's usually spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, because like when you have the bolognese and you say you have big chunks of meat.
Oh, big chunks of meat.
But if you have like a thick noodle. It's hard to eat it.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
It's like, what do? You stab, but when you have spaghetti,
you twirl.
You just stab the meat and then you twirl the pasta around it and it just kind of engulfs it and then... Oh,
you're twirlers. Right. I'm not much for the twirling. Is I there, just kind of shovel
are you?
It.
You're a shoveler.
Yeah. Right. I'm a minigun. I shovel the thing.
Here's why bolognese also can't be considered the right sauce. When you eat a good bolognese, you're right, spaghetti. So when you do the whole twirl of the fork thing, a lot of times when you eat something, the best feeling is in your mouth. However, when you eat bolognese and spaghetti, the best feeling occurs on the outside of your mouth. That hanging piece of spaghetti that suddenly tickles your chin ever so.
It's like Lady and the Tramp.
And then you stick your tongue out and you get that little piece of bolognese meat. And you're like, oh.
Saving something for later.
That's why it's not in the top five because the party is outside your mouth instead of inside your mouth.
I would never, ever have thought of that way.
Tiki, you don't want to spend a day in my brain.
Or in your kitchen.
No. Evan and Tiki on the van. What's up, Tommy?
I mean, I guess you said buffalo sauce.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking hot sauce. There obviously is a difference, though. You know, when you think hot sauce, you think buffalo sauce. Those are two different things. So you
have
hot sauce off the...
And no ketchup either.
Ketchup's a dip, not a sauce. Mm.
But I feel like ketchup and barbecue sauce are sort of in the same family.
Mm. Do you slather ketchup on anything and cook it the way you cook ribs? Mm. That's why I told you.
That's fair.
Barbecue sauce plays different positions. Okay?
It's versatile.
Ketchup you can have on a million things, but it's not a sauce. It's a dip. So
it's a condiment. Yeah,
exactly. I didn't do top five condiments. I did top five sauces. So that's an honor sauce, Scottish ketchup.
Ketchup is not a sauce.
Not a sauce.
You pulled one here, I think.
What?
I think you pulled the Maresh. There's always the sleight of hand, the P.T. Barnum. Yeah, I think you did it here. You're Carney. Barbecue sauce, that shouldn't be in this list. It's not really a sauce. It's a condiment.
Well, it's a sauce when you put it on wings.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Wings, ribs, pulled pork. You cook it in
your
sauce.
You could put ketchup on a burger.
You cook ketchup marinated burgers?
I mean, you could.
Ugh. Really? What are you, disgusting animal?
I don't want to give away secrets, but I heard there's a very famous burger place that cooks it with the mustard on it.
Okay, that's disgusting.
Their secret.
It wouldn't make my top five list. I'm sorry. Ketchup, not there.
What is the name of this place?
I'm not going to say.
Okay. I don't like mustard
anyway.
I just
wanted to try it.
It's good.
I love mustard.
Do you?
Great Poupon. No, not really.
Is there anything worse, though, when you go out of, like, New York, New Jersey, and you go to a McDonald's or something, and you're remember that first time you're unaware that they put mustard on burgers in places like Florida, and you bite into it? Is there a worse moment in life?
Well, I like that.
Yes, when you think it's water and it's vodka.
Mm. Oh, okay, that's a bad one, too.
That's a tough one.
Yes, but then you're quickly okay with it.
Not that there's anything wrong with vodka, but when you think it's water, you do the big gulp.
But you're quickly okay with it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that happen as a kid that scar you. Your first trip to Florida, if your parents don't let you know, and you order that cheeseburger Happy Meal, and you bite in, and there's mustard in that burger in Sarasota, Florida.
Right. You got to say plain.
Dude, give you have plain scars. Cheeseburger. Yeah, that can give a kid nightmares. Mm-hmm.
They sneak the onions on there, too, without telling you.
Right. And they're chopped.
Yeah.
And you can't get rid of them.
Oh, then you got that taste going on. Your whole lunch is wrecked, and your dad's like, I'm not buying it. Eat it. 888-808-1019. Nick in the Bronx. Nick, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Mike?
I have a couple of quick things before I get into this swingers thing with you with your pineapple shirt.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to call in next week, and I haven't seen Bear Tiki in a while. I think he's in London with Evan's wife and him.
He's actually
been taking
in
all
jail.
These pictures and stuff.
He's been jailed. He's been jailed for creating too many AIs.
Fake Mayor Eric Adams arrested him in his last appearance. We haven't heard from him since. I don't even know if he's had his bond hearing yet. To be honest,
I know.
Well, hopefully we get some bond and when he comes back. And the other thing is, I think he's still in London.
Right.
But I'm surprised, Tommy, you didn't be able to troll Sean. I mean, Tiki, you're a sports addict. You're a sportsman.
Yep.
How would you rather have the C presented you from your previous captain or an owner calling you up? Sign back with us. We'll give you the C.
Honestly, you're right. You'd want it from the previous captain.
Right. Yeah. That's right. And then I'm surprised that he didn't bother him. We had Peterson that Sean said he wasn't pitching, throw to
Mets.
There was like three Mets got him out.
Yeah, Nick, I got that prediction wrong. My prediction was that would be the big Met complaint that Peterson didn't get in, but every pitcher got it. So it was a prediction. Right,
We'll get into the problem that you're going to have with this thing is
the swing
off. How are you going to decide to win? You're going to have, I guess, in the game ended a tie, and you look on it said swing off.
Good
point. Now for division things. How are you going to get points for this? And in hockey, the goalie does get a win in a shootout, which is terrible.
It is terrible. I agree with you, Nick. Here's a real simple solution. But in hockey, the game ends, let's say, 4-3.
Right.
It's not a real goal. Thanks for the call. You would just give it the extra run. They didn't do that last night. Mm. They left it at 6-6. Game ended in a swing-off.
Well, you know what? It felt like how they do it in soccer. So when there's a draw, they leave it, say, 2-2, and then in parentheses, they'll have the penalty kick winner. You know what I mean?
Because they don't want to add on the extra goal.
They don't want to add on the runs for the All-Star game. So the All-Star game technically ended 6-6.
It did. I think in the regular season, what I would do is very easy on the scoreboards. I mean, the game ends 7-6, but you don't count it towards their run differential. You know what I mean?
Right. It's not an earned run.
Yes, that's it. Exactly. Or, like net runs. Like, it just even out.
Right.
But the simple final score will be listed, and you'll put the caveat, final SO, swing off. That's all. SO works, too, like shootout, swing off. Maurice in Greensboro. Maurice, what's up?
Hey, pleasure calling you guys. Long time listener, man.
Thank you.
Thank you, dude.
Raised in Melbourne, New York, North Carolina, about 20 years.
Right.
Huge Mets fan.
Okay.
Just 3 points on that swing off. I think that with the new CBA coming up, they're going to definitely demand that. That'll save the pitchers, tax the pitchers, save the players being on the field. I think overall that'll save salary cap as well. I kind of think that the reason why this generation has a short attention span, so that'll probably be best for them to have the swing off. I've been a Mets fan since 1939 when I think Gary Carter ironically became the captain. And I think passing that on to David Wright would be an awesome job. Lindor spoke last night in the post game. Fox really kind of hyped him up on that. And I think that was a great thing how he was saying that. Remember that he's only 25. So basically he was saying how Pete Alonso is a great home run hitter and how Lindor is the captain of the face of baseball. And they're really pumping him. I think that's a great thing. So that's all I have to say.
Yeah. No, I think you're right.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody would disagree with the idea of Lindor being the captain. I do understand a case being made for Pete, but again, there are certain guys that are synonymous with franchises, and that's fine. They don't really relish the leadership role. They go out, do their job, all of that.
But Pete feels synonymous with the Mets.
He does, but at no point did you really feel like Pete like owned the...
No. Like the leadership role.
Yes,
never
exactly.
Felt like he owned
that's what
the
I mean.
Leadership role.
It's okay to be synonymous with an organization, but not own the leadership role.
True, and it's interesting because Lindor, I mean, he's not synonymous with the Mets. Like, because you know his previous history and how good he was, but he's earning it as we're going, and he clearly is the leader and the captain and the vocal, I don't know, calming point of this team in a lot of ways. We see it after every game, every loss. Even he talks
right.
Whereas I feel like Pete is more the lifetime Met, obviously because he's been here for his entire career. Les Lindor has not, so I could see why there's an argument for Pete. But I think ultimately it comes down to who actually is the leader. It's not who we want to be the leader. It's who actually is. And I think that is Francisco Lindor, as we've all known and talked about for the last couple of years.
Definitely. And look, the Lindor thing, if it's a surprise to the fan base, if the internet rumors that everybody's speculating that he will be named captain, said it again, all internet speculation, I have it hard to believe that entire Met dugout is going to go, oh, really? They're doing this?
Right.
So I don't think it would be any kind of uproar with Pete in that spot. Bernie in Jersey. Bernie, what's up?
Hey, Bernie.
Hey, guys. Tiki, I love you. Morash, I've been you're growing on me since Seven's not there.
I appreciate it, Bernie.
He's your foil. But one thing I thought of while we're on hold here is, you know, Soto isn't going to give a damn about being a captain because there's no bonus tied to it, all right? So he doesn't really care.
I like that. That's a tool for you, Tom.
Part of that is, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is this game even sold out over the weekend?
I believe
they're trying to boost sales.
Bernie, and thanks for the call. I have been on the Ticketmaster Mets account, okay?
And?
Everything I see, first of all, the cheapest seats available right now on the secondary market are going for $90-something before fees, and it says resale ticket. So then I said, all right, maybe that's just the cheap seats. Let me go to the more expensive seats. You can get a seat for $1,300 in Section D right behind the plate.
So it is sold out then.
That's a resale ticket as well.
Right.
So, yeah, the game appears to be sold out. Now, whether that means there's not like an off-branded random two tickets and $329, I can't get to the nuts and bolts. But if you go to the highest price ticket to the lowest price ticket, everything on the secondary market or the first dairy market tells you resale.
Right.
At ticket.
Yeah, because of the way the numbers are sitting.
Exactly. So I believe it is sold out. And yeah, this is not last year, unfortunately.
It's also the second game back, right?
Yes.
Second game back.
And the whole weekend, you go Sunday, get the bobblehead.
Right, exactly. Like there's a bunch of stuff going on and you're just reinvigorated by the Mets coming back.
And I remember,
and what are they, half a game?
I think they're up now on the Phillies. Yeah, I lost track if that's
no, no, they're half a game back.
Half a game back, okay. Right. You sure about that? True story?
Unless...
I thought the Phillies lost that Sunday. Now I have to go back to the standings. Right. Whatever it is.
I'm looking at it now. MLB, MLB.com standings. Yeah, they're half a game back.
Half game back. I don't know why for some reason
one,
I thought they
retook
it.
One more loss. One more loss.
Because they lost the finale. Yes. I'm an idiot. That's how long the Mets have been gone.
Phillies won their finale.
Exactly. All right, so that's the deal. The game sold out. And like Evan said, too, the other thing the Mets and the fans have gone for them, they're not home a lot of July weekends.
Yeah.
This is either the only time or whatever. It's a weird July schedule with the All-Star break in between. So it should be obviously a very big weekend.
And we're middle of July already.
We are, which is crazy. Think about it. The 4th of July was 12 days ago.
No.
Jeff in Bergen County. Jeff, what's up?
Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Okay, gentlemen. You two guys, talk with the yellow.
Jeff. You got to take us off speaker, man. It sounds like you're on a UFO.
No, I'm on Bluetooth.
You got us? Oh, no.
Guys, can you hear me better?
Hey, much better. What do you got, Jeff?
What's up, dude?
How about that? Well, Morash and Tiki, I love you guys, but you guys are way off on that single defiant. Well, my grandma on her grave. First of all,
why?
So get that straight.
Jeff, repeat that.
It's not called sauce. It's called marinara.
Well, marinara.
Hold on. The argument is it's not called sauce. It's called gravy.
Correct.
And marinara is different than standard tomato sauce. So whose grandma's rolling over in whose grave now, pal?
No. Okay. And then when you add meat into the sauce, to that marinara, it's called gravy.
Okay, so, yeah. And I didn't include that on my list.
And, no, but Tiki said once you put the sausage in there.
No, that's bolognese. We were talking about bolognese.
No. Tiki said put sausage in the sauce. And
then it becomes
that
gravy.
It becomes gravy. It's not sauce anymore.
Right, Jeff, you know I'm black, right? Not Italian.
And barbecue sauce is not barbecue sauce. More, Positive Tommy was correct about that. So Tommy, Positive Tommy, you get a pat on his back.
All right, Jeff, you're all over the place. Positive Tommy now? Barbecue, I just want to repeat, Jeff, barbecue sauce is not barbecue sauce. Well, no, it is. And yes, barbecue sauce, you do open it.
It's in the name.
Yes, like barbecue sauce quite literally is its name.
Right.
And again, it's not just a dip for things. If you cook enough, you cook in barbecue sauce.
Mm.
Okay? Again, talk to anybody who owns a smoker. They cook stuff in barbecue sauce. Tom in Floral Park. Tom, what's up? Tom,
what's up?
Oh, no. Tom
is not there.
I'm upset Tom wasn't there because Tom's comment was somebody got engaged at his wedding,
mm-hmm.
which is what I brought up with Francisco Lindor being named captain if that does happen to David Wright.
Then right.
Does it take away? Damn, I'm pissed. Tom had the example for us that I was trying to use. Joe and Comac. Joe, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, how's it going?
All's
I'm glad
good.
This is the first time I've ever ever call on WFAN.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Welcome in, well, Joe. Don't make it be the last, man.
We feel honored, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing I have with the swing-off is that I feel like, and this is a thing, I have a problem with the NBA, where, you know, with the second base rule, where the ninth, after the ninth inning, right, they have the second base.
Yep, the Manfred man.
I seen that develop. That was developed all the way back from the Atlantic League, from like Long Island, Somerset Patriots.
Yep.
And they were trying that out before it hit MLB. And I didn't like it how they were developing it when they put in and put it to NBA.
MLB.
Yeah. Why didn't you like it?
Yeah. Because I felt like it took away a lot of that, you know, like how the game should go. And when my father and I were around, I remember like all the old stuff, like how, you know, like you extend the innings or whatever.
But Joe, do you like it now that you've seen it in Major Leagues?
I still have an if with it, even though, let's say, I'm a Mets fan, so it's like, I have an if with it with that being the rule, but...
Yeah, when because you guys don't hit with runners and scores consistently. You have the Evan issue with it.
Exactly.
Only because it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked for your team.
It hasn't worked for the Yankees either.
Of course, but I still accept it.
The Yankees don't win in extra innings.
No doubt. Nobody wants to sit in a stadium for 17 innings.
True.
You know what the Manfred...
The problem is it's hard to generate runs in Major League Baseball these days.
Yes. The guys are throwing 100 miles an hour for one inning, come out of the bullpen.
And if you happen to be at the back end of your lineup, we complain about this with the Yankees and the Mets, but it's a lot of teams. They just struggle at the back end of their lineups.
And we all now have accepted the Manfred man, which is my point. Down the line, we're going to accept the swing-off. We're going to. You're going to love walking out of a stadium.
I think the only thing, and we've had a couple callers on this, the only thing is the integrity of the pitcher. It's just a
you're right.
It's just a guy.
Maybe,
you know what I mean?
It's got to be some kind of team employee.
Right.
That's in uniform. The other thing the Manfred man does that nobody wants to admit because you don't realize, it saved marriages. It has saved relationships. Has anybody been at a baseball game back in the 90s, the 80s, where the game starts going 14 innings?
Or you're at the bar and you're like, honey, I'll be home in a... Look, it's in the ninth inning. I'll be home in a second.
And you wait till the end and they're tired of it. They want you home or you don't want to go. Now, you know, the game's going to wrap soon.
Of course.
Everybody's happy. And then even maybe, you know, your girlfriend wife wants to stay longer. Maybe they'll stay because, they're going to do a home run derby at the end of this? That's awesome. Let's go Steve in West Islip. Steve, what's up?
Hey, Steve.
What's up, man? What's up, guys? I was going to take Sean to task really quick about not adding pesto to the list, which is an absolute crime, man.
I like
the fresh basil, Steve, the pine nuts.
That's,
you know, so
Steve,
good.
That's
so
a good one. I've kind of forgotten about pesto.
I like pesto sauce. There's a big issue with pesto sauce.
It's got to be made right.
Okay, that's the first issue. Here's the second issue. There's such a thing as too much pesto sauce.
I agree.
You know,
I agree.
There's a
it's got the consistent, not the consistency, like the mix of the what is it? What is the pesto? Like
it's pesto, it's pine nuts,
right,
and whatever
it
else.
It has to be right. Otherwise it's so strong, it ruins your dish.
It's easy to screw up.
Yes.
And like I like a pesto on like a sandwich, maybe like
balsamic vinaigrette.
Yeah, like chicken and stuff like that. But there are places that do like the pesto pasta where your entire pasta is like, you know, penne.
Too much. Overload.
Yeah, it's like every bite. I need a, when I'm eating pesto, I need like a break. It's almost like a lefty-righty thing. You know what I mean? Here's the right-handed hitter with the pesto one bite, then I break it up with another. So it can't be in my top five. Tommy, you pesto
I
guy?
Agree. It's kind of like the kale of sauces. Like, right. It's kind of like hoity-toity to me, pesto sauce. You know what I mean?
It's like moderation. It's one of those really things. You got to do it in moderation. Tom is back. Tom.
We need Tom.
Tom, we need your experience.
A couple of things. First, pesto, like, it's just too much garlic is too bad, too.
But right.
Anyway, I'm calling about the engagement stuff at the wedding.
Okay.
So I got married. My 30th anniversary is coming up in September.
Congrats.
And thank you. And one of my, I guess she was my sister-in-law at the time. So we're like an hour or two into the wedding, and she and her boyfriend, I thought they were just that, get up to the... take the mic from the DJ and announce that they're getting, you know, they're engaged. And it's like, what the hell?
No, wait,
this,
you didn't
this
know?
Is my wedding, man.
You didn't
this
know?
Is my wedding. She didn't, I didn't know.
Your wife
and,
didn't know?
She didn't tell her sister.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No. She didn't.
Wow.
Yeah, so the bride didn't tell her sister.
That's a party foul.
Who had just gotten married.
Right.
Yeah, so I haven't spoken to them in 30 years, but
hold on, Tom.
No, that's not.
Oh, I was going to say, did that end the relationship?
I'm telling you.
No. No, that's not true.
But it did take away, Tom, right? Tom, your wife at the time, right? Beautiful bride. It's her moment. Your buzz moment, right? Did that took it away, right?
Yes, and I thought maybe they want the mic for a toast or something, you know? And it's like, what the hell?
Told you, it's a thing.
You know.
People do this, and that's what naming Francisco Lindor captain on David Wright Day would be. Getting engaged at somebody else's wedding. So Tommy did alert me to something in the break. So for the last hour and a half or so, we had been talking about this video that Major League Baseball put up that has since been deleted, where they kind of had all the Mets captains in anticipation of David Wright Day, and the end was kind of Lindor, and we discussed, oh, now the internet's going crazy. Is Lindor going to be named captain? There is now another internet rumor that has come out.
Internet speculation.
Internet speculation.
Yes.
That video that was out very quickly and deleted.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Was in fact fake. And not by the real Major League Baseball, and that it is possible that there is someone here at WFAN who started running in to tell all of us that this was going on and showing all of this was going on. And that's someone, Tommy?
Oh, that would be Peter Jefferson Aloysius Hoffman.
So now here's the truth. We have no idea whether Major League Baseball put this video out or not.
We're just speculating.
We're speculating because it was deleted by Major League Baseball.
Right. Right.
But now there's the question, did Pete Hoffman fall for a fake Major League Baseball account?
And Pete has fallen for a lot of fake stories. Well, I will say a few fake stories in his producerial career.
He has. So Pete Hoffman has a bad track record. We're trying to do a show here. If I look up and he says, Major League Baseball deleted it, how the hell am I supposed to look at it? They deleted it. Hoffman tweeted out like a portion of the video.
Yes, he did.
So I'm going to be honest with the audience right now. Maybe that came out from Major League Baseball, or maybe it's just internet speculation. And if it is internet speculation, blame Pete Hoffman, who for the 45th time in 12 weeks has fallen for something fake on Twitter, if he did fall on something fake on Twitter, because it's the ultimate, who knows?
This is what you get for being obsessed with Twitter.
He doesn't stop.
But I was having a conversation in the loo with somebody in upper management about this, and he brought up a good point here. I think as a society, we have to just assume everything at this point. You said it about the Jackson Dart video.
Right.
When we say something's going on, just assume it might be fake.
Yeah.
Because right. There's so many, you know, with videos and AI and everything. So always go in with the mindset of something could be either fake or not.
Right.
But either way, you could speculate on what we saw in the video. You know what I'm saying?
And it could be real.
Of course.
Also, if it's a fake, it's a pretty good fake because it feels very Met-like. It also feels like something we've been waiting for, the Lindor to be named Cassidy.
Right. It feels very produced. Also.
It does. And also, the video existed. I saw Pete Hoffman tweet it.
Right.
It's just a matter of who put it out there. So,
and the video of the deleted video on MLB.com exists. If you click on it, it says video has been deleted.
Hmm. On MLB.com?
No, on Twitter.
On Twitter. Okay.
Well, the link to it. You know what I mean?
My head hurts. All I know is this.
The link to MLB's X account says this link has been deleted.
Yeah, so okay. This video.
Oh, so then no matter what, MLB's official X account did put out something. That's where I'm getting lost with this whole.
I'm not confusing you. I'm just report you decide, right? I'm just telling you what's going on here.
If it comes out that this was from a fake MLB account or was deleted, I'm not going down with this ship. It's Pete Hoffman's
What
fault.
Ship are you going down with?
I don't know.
Don't worry about the ship.
That big mouth loser in the afternoons fell for a fake tweet. No, I fell for Pete Hoffman. 888-808-1019. You know what? You know who'll clean this act up? John and Maspeth. John, what's up?
Listen, before I get to my little day right point, how do you forget about, listen, Big Mac sauce, man? Come on.
Okay.
Big Mac sauce got to be on that list. That's
John, I'm in a separate work group chat right now where that was also brought to my attention. That is a good one. However, remember, this is my personal list. I'm a quarter pounder cheese guy, not a Big Mac guy. I don't like Mac sauce.
Have you ever dipped those McDonald's fries in Big Mac sauce?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Get a double cheeseburger. Listen, take it from me, one of the fattest guys that ever calls in.
Well, that'll settle it.
Get a double cheeseburger, no ketchup, no mustard, no onions, no pickles. Just Big Mac sauce and cheese. That thing is like an orgasm in your mouth. All right?
I guess you would know, John. I don't like it, but good for you, man. Live your life.
Let me talk a little bit about this David Wright thing, right? Oh,
what a transition you just had, right. John.
Exactly. You know, I got a call about my favorite team. So, anyways, do you know how many baseball teams have captains?
I don't.
One?
There's two. Oh,
who's the
two.
Other one?
Besides King Aaron Judge, there's Sal Perez of the Royals, right?
Okay.
Now, ever since, you know, the Mets had their little history of captains, you know, Keith, Gary, John Franco, you know, all this Mets franchise tries to do is just copy the Yankees. David Wright, Lindor, they're nothing but dingleberries on the jockstraps of Derek Jeter and Aaron Judge. You know,
what a very
David Wright
ball.
Accomplished nothing in his career. Lindor was a Cleveland Indian and a better Indian than he ever was a Met. And it's just
Lindor's been a pretty damn good bat. He also, John, Lindor, I got to cut you off. Don't make me be the guy to defend the Mets. Lindor slayed the ghost in Atlanta that all the Met fans cry about.
Right.
So, yeah, okay, he was a great Cleveland Indian. He's been a pretty damn good New York Met.
Right.
Also, I can make all the jokes about David Wright.
And he's a captain.
And yeah, did David Wright feel like, you know, the Cal Dor version of Derek Jeter, if you were a Yankee from that point of view? Sure he did, but that doesn't mean he wasn't special. And let's be real, if David Wright was a Yankee with the grittiness he had and everything, John, you'd be the first one saying how much you loved him.
Right.
So I got to be fair. Even I, as much as I like Tweak and the Met fan and everything, be fair. That's all.
And what I would say to John, who talked about accomplishments and the King Aaron Judge.
He also talked about dingleberries.
Well, that
there was everything. That call had everything.
And an O in his mouth, which, you know, there's just certain things you can't unhear and unsee. I mean, I've worked with Evan, and when he puts his arms up and he sees his belly, by the way, the sun is free, there's just things you can't unsee. The one thing that King Aaron Judge has in common with David Wright and Mr. Lindor is zero. That would be championships. So call me back when he actually wins one, and then we could talk about accomplishments. He has individual accomplishments, but when you play for the Yankees, it's about winning championships. So really, the captain should probably have won a couple titles.
That's right. What you do back to me after I just defend them?
No, I'm doing it to John.
Okay.
John's listening. He loves this stuff.
Do you think John used that line about Big Mac sauce on his Tinder account? Because I think that would be a major, major turn off to anybody trying to get a relationship.
No, I think it would be a big turn. No, are you kidding me? That's a big turn on. Foodies. people that love food. Oh, they probably incorporated with
I'm sorry I asked. I don't want to go down that mindset.
And nor should you look at his Tinder account.
No, I'm picturing George Costanza eating a pastrami sandwich in bed now. Oh, 888-808-1019. All right, before we get back to your calls, it is 5:40, and we've been doing this all week long around this time. Resident Mets fan, Positive Tommy, who's right in the wheelhouse here, a 40-year-old over-the-hill Met fan.
Good job by Lugauer.
David Wright has been everything to him. So he has been counting down one moment each day this week that is his favorite David Wright moment of all time. Here's the third one, Tommy.
Yeah, and just a reminder, this is not necessarily in chronological order or anything like that. These are just my five favorite moments. So I take you to this year because we're counting down not only David Wright Day here, but Pete Alonso is about to pass Daryl Strawberry on the all-time home run list. Yeah. And I think that's always special. When you could be on the top of a list, Tiki, obviously the Giants' all-time leading rusher, that matters. That's something that sticks with you in your post-career. So I think it's very important, and we as fans really remember and cherish those moments. So when David Wright passed Ed Cranepool, and this was at home, and I think that made it even more special as the Mets' all-time hits leader, this one to me is one of my favorite moments of David Wright's career. So Connor, hit it.
Sixth time he's gotten to 20 home runs. Little dribbler, that might be it. Alvarez with the throw, skips on by. Murphy to third, backed up by Presley. Murphy's going to try and score, and he'll come home without a throw. 2-0 New York, and we'll wait to see how they score it for Wright. And it is a base hit. And so with that infield single, David Wright is now the Mets' all-time hits leader, career hit number 1,419.
Now, I wish Evan was here to talk about this because there was that slight pause of whether it was not going to be a hit. So could you imagine?
But it was also the way it was described, dribbler.
Yeah. No, and it's just Ryan driving the box score.
I did not know where Tommy was going with today's moment. This is a bad one to follow John and Maspeth's call because this screams everything he's saying. Derek Jeter's 3,000th hit is a home run. Right. And David Wright's all-time Mets
dribbler to third.
It's a dribbler infield single.
It's more about the moment itself than the actual hit.
Right, Tommy, the fact that he became the all-time. Yeah.
Tommy, I want to stress, I agree with you, but it is pretty ironic. Right. It kind of sums up.
What was the one do you know the one where he tied it?
I don't off the top of my head.
It was another infield bunt single, though, to the right. I don't know.
I think Gary did a bad job of describing it. The way I remember it was a screeching line drive that went over the shortstop's head. He calls it dribbler. I call it screeching line drive. It's still a great moment. You want to make this a Yankee Met thing?
I don't.
Bury the audio.
I don't.
It lives on paper as whatever you want it to be.
I agree that the call is whatever. You know, it is what it is, but I felt like it would be not fair to play the audio and dishonest to not be like, all right, here's where it sounded like.
This, I'm going to preach this to all Yankee fans. We have had in our lives plenty of times to laugh at the Mets.
Mets suck.
We're going to have plenty of other times to laugh at the Mets if you engage in such baseball stuff. Let the Met fan have their week and their weekend.
It's funny because I've been careful because one of the moments, it's not my favorite moment, but I think David would even say this, but I'm hesitant to say it's one of my favorite moments, is the World Baseball Classic. That I think he had like a walk-off hit and he loved being the captain. But to me, it's like, well, you didn't do it for the Mets. So I have
no
a hard
memory
time.
Of that.
Yeah.
That's like Carmelo with the Olympic gold medals.
Right. And I'm sure David, he'll be on with Sal. I think David loves that moment and he really, you know, cherished being the captain of the World Baseball Classic team. But just for me as a fan, the World Baseball Classic, I don't get into it as much as I would if you did as a Met.
Yeah, I don't even remember it, to be honest with you. But it's the World Baseball Classic. You
know that's kind of my point. Is
I'm
a lot
not
of people aren't into
it.
Right.
I also read somewhere, was this true? I think Sal mentioned on the show, Ohtani at the red carpet said that, you know, his favorite moment of the last couple of years was the World Baseball Classic not winning the World Series. I didn't hear the quote. I heard Sal talking about it earlier, and I was like, what?
I could see that, though, because of his heritage. Like, he goes back to Japan, and he wins it against... They beat him at U.S., right?
Was that the he struck out Trout?
Or was that the... Yeah, right?
Was that the championship?
Or was that the semifinal?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
That's how little
I just
we
know
cared
that
about
the Japanese team won, and all those guys are now in the Dodgers or on that team. And so,
yeah,
I can see why he would say that.
Yeah, but
it's kind of like the Olympics for them.
True, but it's giving off major Jokic didn't want to be at the Denver Nuggets parade vibes when you say that. You know what I mean? You win a championship, that should matter a little more.
All right, now that we've moved past the David Wright little portion of it, so I'm going to get my lick back now on that Derek Jeter thing, because you said, well, David Wright, he had a little dribbler for his, you know, hit that pass at Cranepool. Yeah, Derek Jeter hit his home run for his 3,000 hit, but 1,000 of them were about little dribblers. I mean, how many little dribblers did Derek Jeter have throughout his career? No disrespect,
no
doubt. It's not like all 3,000 of them were scorching.
Tommy, I've always said this about Jeter. It's very hard to consistently hit line drives when all those rings are lined up on your hand and you swing a bat.
He's not wearing them at the plate.
And then that causes the dribblers. 888-808-1019. Stu and Whitestone. Stu, what's up?
Hi, thanks for taking the call. SNY just put on the top three home run hitters in the halftime. And they were all at the All-Star game, and none of them were in the swing out.
Right.
How come?
They weren't there.
Right, because a lot of those guys...
They left?
Yeah, a lot of those guys played early in the game, and because it's an All-Star game and it doesn't matter for them or whatever, they don't care about the outcome, they went, showered, got dressed, and left.
And left. Yeah, Judge wasn't there. And he wasn't alone. King Judge wasn't there. Ohtani, I don't think, was there. These guys make flight arrangements. And I think Aaron Boone admitted this after the game, as did Dave Roberts.
Right.
And that's why they had made the determination on their hitters before the game, because they had to submit that list or submit it on Monday, if this opportunity was to arise. And they knew that these guys had travel plans to get the hell out of there. Now, we did bring up earlier in the day, though, if one of those guys had hit like a three-run homer the first inning and they were in line to win MVP, did they have to hang around?
Mm-hmm.
Which my guess is they probably would in that case, but all of the guys that left knew they were out on winning the MVP. I did, broadcast-wise, though, have a bone to pick. We observed this. Some of us did watching the game. Oh, yeah, those guys probably had left. I thought Fox had a rough night in that spot. Because
they didn't know how to explain it.
Yeah, well, first of all, they basically didn't pump it up enough in the ninth inning. And if I'm on that broadcast, I'm like, you know, if this game gets blown, we could see our first. They should be excited for that. It was almost like they caught the announcers by surprise that they were going to do this.
They didn't know. They didn't realize.
They didn't realize. So nobody was feeding them that. But then when the moment comes and they have Dave Roberts and Aaron Boone, and I think it's Ken Rosenthal, and he puts the microphone and he says, who are going to be your three hitters? There was this moment of drama of some people at home going, do you think they're going to say Aaron Judge? Do you think they're going to say Ohtani? And of course, they give you, you know, the names they gave you in the American League. Here's Randy Arozarena. I think that ignoring the fact that players were probably not there was a bad job.
Of course.
Just be honest.
Because everybody knew it.
All-Stars leaving the game early is a tale as old as time. We're not morons.
And half the dudes that stayed were in street clothes.
Yeah, and who could be mad? And that's the other thing, too. Say, remember, a lot of the starters in this game have already put on their street clothes.
Right.
They didn't acknowledge it.
It explains why the Randy Arozarenas of the All-Star game are actually trying to hit home runs to win the game.
And there were too many people at home last night that
didn't know.
Yeah, well, what a doofus Aaron Boone is. How does he pick these three guys? Well, guys, they don't have the same All-Stars
there. Available.
Of course. What is so funny back then?
Well, you gave me a great idea, Sean.
What?
Next time you leave work early to catch a train, we should probably just let the audience know that Sean left. And that's why Evan's yelling at himself. You know what? I asked around. I'm in a room full of people here. I at least spitballed at everybody. What do they call that when you show everybody's movie, whatever? Whatever. I let them know, hey, should I say this on the air? And they gave me the green light.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it was fine. You've had better jokes this week.
It's not necessarily a joke, but it's just more of a
good one. Good job by Lou Gower.
Thank you.
Connor, let's calm down. Also, our other doofus that's been working this week, Paulie Rosenberg.
Mm. Oh, boy. Okay.
He is off today. Okay, yeah. He is filled in. You might be familiar with him. He produces the Schmooze podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm going to call him this dolt, okay? Mm-hmm. Paulie, who wants all the attention in the world. If you follow him on Twitter, I don't recommend doing it. He thinks he's the glue guy of WFAN, works behind the scenes. I know the most, and I'm the most disrespected man here. This is like he walks around here. And for anybody listening that doesn't give a damn about Paulie Rosenberg, I don't blame you. Last night on Twitter, he tweeted, "Can you believe Aaron Boone is picking two Rays to compete in the Home Run Derby? Smart of him. He wants them to tire out." He had no idea that Randy Arozarena wasn't on the Rays anymore. It's been over a year, dude.
Yes, it has.
How can you call yourself the glue guy of WFAN and act like you're so disrespected, and your immediate thought last night is Aaron Boone's picking Rays?
Right.
Now, I give him credit for knowing Arenado was a Ray, because half of us didn't even know he was in the league, let alone an All-Star.
Right.
But come on. That was a bad one. Tommy, bad one for your boy Rosie last
night. Terrible. But we've learned this about Paul Rosenberg. He gets a lot of things wrong factually. And he'll just tweet things out there as he talks to himself on social media because nobody really engages with him. And I love you, Paul, but that's a bad one. Aren't you watching? Don't you realize that they were wearing their uniforms last night? It wasn't the dopey uniforms. Everybody was wearing the uniforms of the team they play on. So what was he?
Right.
Was
and we just saw him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally, a week ago.
He was on the mayor. We just saw him in Seattle.
We saw him. He didn't. Big problem. 888-808-1019. He's too busy putting together pieces for Steve. Don and Lyndon. Don, what's up?
Yeah, I'm an old-timer, 69 years of age, and I would like to say something about what the All-Star Game has always meant to me. I'm probably one of the few people who really cared who won. I'm an old National League guy.
Yeah.
And I was into it, and I was disgusted. Kind of like watching a Mets game down, blowing the 6-0 lead. Mm. But I hung on to that game for every moment. And I remember the Tony Perez home run in 1967 in 15 innings.
And
the 1970 All-Star game with Pete Rose crashing into Ray Fosse. The All-Star game lives up to it. Granted, a lot of players don't want to be there, but a lot of stars are there.
Right.
And you can't compare it to football and playing football and the NBA's gimmicks, and the NHL, too. So I wanted to say that. I mean,
you're right. It's not the same anymore, Don. But what was the same before? Adapt or die, right?
True. But we said it yesterday. The MLB All-Star Game is the only one that is played like it's actually played, except for the swing-off.
And the fact that there's a pitching change every inning. But yes.
Right. But whatever.
You're right. The game itself is the same. But remember, we see interleague play all year round now. The stars travel. Mm-hmm. It's no longer unique to watch American League players play National League players. And with that, you lose the luster. So you got to have your cake and eat it too. Do you want to watch 100 Yankee Blue Jay games every year? Or do you want to see the Yankees play Paul Skeens in the regular season?
Right, I agree.
Because that's the difference.
You actually enjoy now the versatility that you get to see. By the way, thank you, SNY, for joining us. As always, Baseball Night in New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Gary in East Meadow. Gary, what's up?
Gary?
How you doing? So first thing is the Willie Mays retirement was at the end of the Mets Hall of Fame when they were putting Gary Cohn and Howie Rose in the Mets Hall of Fame.
That's what it was. They made an announcement on Howie and Gary's day. Correct. Okay. Thank you, Gary.
And number two, as far as the David Wright Hall of Fame thing is, I think it should be his day, but I think if they're going to do it, they probably had to run it by him, and if he was okay with it, then well, I think.
Gary, no doubt about it.
Right. And by the way, if they did run it by him, you know he was okay with it.
That's my point, though. Mm. He was never going to say no to that because he's that kind of guy, and he would, in fact, maybe even encourage it.
Right.
That is not the argument if they name Lindor captain instead of that. My argument is even asking David, I just think out of respect, just even if he's uncomfortable with it, give it a full day to him. So a million days you can name Lindor captain and have David Wright be a part of it. That's all. And maybe this is arguments all for naught, and it is going to be all about David, and the Mets are going to do right by it. But that just, I think personally, I would wake up Sunday going, we could have done this at the beginning of the year or something like that. And I think you went out of your way to do something that didn't have to be done on David Wright's actual day. Mike at Old Bethpage. Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, Mike?
Not too much. Two quick things. One, Kiki, I just wanted to say something to you quickly. You are a class act, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I try.
My kids actually met you at Landon Collins softball tournament years ago.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like six years ago or something.
Exactly, and I have identical twin sons, and you spent 10 minutes talking to them, and you made them into lifelong Giants.
Oh, I love that. Well, that's because they're real twins, Mike. They're not the fraternal twins.
Yep. Nope.
Baby. I'm just kidding. I have fraternal twins, by the way.
I know you do.
What's up, Mike?
And you took a football from them, and you actually threw it to Landon Collins to get an autograph for them, and that just... They talked about it for weeks. So thank you, my friend.
My pleasure, man.
All right. So now on to the Mets. You guys are talking about how possibly Pete Alonso will be named a captain. And if everyone remembers correctly, we're talking about Brandon Nimmo actually even leapfrogging Pete and being the captain last year or 2 years ago.
Right. I mean, maybe just because it's what he does every day, his effort every day.
Yeah. And like
he's the example.
Mm-hmm. All hustle.
And by the way, I think he's probably a vocal leader, too.
Yeah, he definitely
is. He seems like he has that kind of personality.
He is a Fab Four member. He is a Fab. Look, I just think Lindor is the most obvious answer here. And I think just because he started his career elsewhere and Pete didn't or Nimmo didn't doesn't mean you exclude him. I think that's nonsense.
Well, when we ask Mindy about it, like, we know that it's Lindor.
Yeah.
If they're naming a captain, it's Lindor because they talked about it, or at least Steve Cohen came to him and talked. Or
something
like that.
We'd have to.
I can't remember the.
This is where we do Mishevin. Evan has that elephant brain of his.
Well, he writes it all down.
Yes.
And so.
Dan, don't message Evan that we gave him credit for writing stuff down.
Right,
please.
But I didn't write it down. So I don't remember exactly what Mindy said relative to his conversation with Steve Cohen about Lindor being the captain.
Exactly.
But it was kind of like, he's already the captain. He doesn't need to be named the captain. But now, maybe according to this conspiracy theory, maybe he is going to be named the captain.
Maybe he will be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.